Today the story is about a man who flew an airplane. That was his job, was to fly a great big airplane. Have you ever ridden in a great big one? You have. Okay, this is about a jet airplane. This man was also a preacher. He preached every Sunday, and he was a good Christian man. And you know what he did quite often during the day? He prayed. He prayed that God would bless his food. He prayed that God would get him to the airport, because he lived in San Francisco, and he would go clear to New York. Then he'd rest and come clear back to San Francisco. And every time before he took off, he would pray that God would give him a safe trip. This time, they had just gotten some new airplanes. This is quite a while ago. And it was a great big plane then. And it had jet engines. They didn't have the thing that goes around in the front, which he had been flying for quite a while. And after he got up in the airplane, he turned to his co-pilot and he says, "Do you feel anything wrong?" Now, a co-pilot is another pilot, because if he got sick or had to go to the bathroom or something, somebody was always flying the airplane. He said, "Did you feel something funny?" "No, nothing funny to me." "Well," he says, "I feel uneasy. I'm afraid there's something wrong with the airplane." And the more he flew it, he said, "We got to turn back. There's something wrong." And they radioed to the airport in San Francisco, and they said, "Go to Denver. It's closer." "What's wrong?" "I don't know." They landed at Denver. Oh, they couldn't find a thing wrong. They looked at all the underside of the airplane, checked the tires, checked the oil, had plenty of fuel, and they said, "Take off." So he prayed again, took off, and the people were getting a little upset because they were going to get to New York late. And he says, "Better late than not at all." Got up in the air, got started, and he says, "There's something wrong with this airplane. I'm going back to Denver." He radioed back and they said, "You get to New York where you're supposed to go." "Nope," he said, "I'm not going to New York. I'm going back to Denver. I'm in charge of the airplane when it's in the air. And there's something wrong." He turned that airplane around, landed it in Denver, and the people were mad at him. They put the people on another airplane. They got the mechanic that had looked at it the first time. He says, "I'll take it up and fly it. I'll show you it's nothing wrong." So the pilot stood out where he could see it. And the mechanic had a co-pilot. He was a mechanic too. And he says, "I'm going to show that crazy preacher man how to fly an airplane. I'll show him what this airplane will do." Now, when your mother drives a car, where does she give it the gas? I mean, where does she make the car go faster? It's with, look, the doctor's doing it with his foot. In an airplane, they don't use their feet. I think in an airplane, it's right here, but I'm not sure. And they push it forward or pull it back. The co-pilot was a big guy. He grabbed that. He says, "You watch this airplane." And he shoved on the gas pedal, and it started shaking. He took his foot off the brake, and the airplane started up. He says, "Oh, we're going to show that pilot something that he's never seen before." And he was right. They just were ready to take off when the airplane turned sideways. A motor dropped off the wing, and I don't know if it went clear down or not, but it hung down, broke a piece of wing, and the airplane turned sideways. Man, he hit the brakes as hard as he could and stopped the airplane. By that time, fire engines came. I don't know if they brought an ambulance or not, but probably. When they brought him back, the pilot said, "You see, God answers my prayers. He's answered a lot of prayers for me." Now, I got to ask you guys a question. When you pray, does God answer your prayers? Huh? Maybe not the way you ask them, but if we ask the prayer in the right way, God's going to answer those prayers. So remember to pray about everything.